Well, the big theme of Thinking Day this year is our world and our future. I want to talk about the future just for a few minutes this morning with you. There are lots of people who make predictions about the future. They think they know what's going to happen, and mostly they get them wrong. I wonder if you've come across this. If my PowerPoint works, I could show you one. Is that going to pull up there? Is there a PowerPoint in my future? Oh, there we go. Brilliant. Great squad up there. Here's Senator John Kerry in the United States, about 2007, and he was saying that by 2012, in about 5 years' time, there'd be no ice at the polar ice caps, the top of the Earth and the bottom of the Earth. He says, in 5 years, unless we change things, there'll be no ice. Well, here's the polar ice caps in 2012. Okay, was he right? No, dead wrong. And speaking of 2012, I don't know if you remember this one, folks. The world was supposed to end that year. Do you remember this? The Mayan calendar, the strange calendar, only went up as far as 2012, and people thought, oh, that means there's no 2013. The world's going to end. Now, if you take a second and you look around for a minute, you'll see that's not true. Right? We're all here, aren't we? A little bit sleep deprived. We're getting there. Didn't happen. This big prediction, it didn't come true. So I'm going to tell you a secret this morning, girls, an open secret. When it comes to the future, nobody knows anything except God. Abby read part of Romans for us. It was all about the world. It was all about us. And it was about the future. And there are a couple of things very briefly to say about it. The first thing to say about the future is that it's something to look forward to. It's not something scary. It's something to look forward to. Sometimes our films and our books and our TV take a very dim view of the future and how it'll all be. But in Romans, Paul writes to the church and he says that the bad times aren't coming. The bad times are now. The good times are coming. Here's that line where he says that. He says, I don't think there's any comparison between the present hard times now and the coming good times. The whole world itself can hardly wait for what's coming next. See how that's all about the future? I think we know that's true, don't we? The world is crazy. And when it comes to people, they're a bit mad, aren't they? People are mad. And when people get into crowds, things tend to get worse. And so we're hoping things will get better. But here's Paul telling the church that things will get way better because God's in control. Here's that next part. God is in charge. He reigns the world in until everything's ready for the future, the glorious future. The future is something to look forward to. Why is it something to look forward to? Because the world will be made new, and so will we, so will you. Everything made new, including us, the world won't end in disaster or destruction, but in renewal, like a new birth. Paul says it's like a pregnant woman who goes through all that difficult change in her body and her mind, doesn't she? And then there's the birth. I don't know if you thought about having a baby. It doesn't look like any fun. Sure it doesn't. But then there's the baby and the tears of joy and it's all good. That's how we all got here. Yeah. Someone else has said the future is like everything sad coming untrue. And it's not just the world, it's us as well. We are part of this world. We might think of ourselves as all kinds of things. We're a boy or a girl. We're British or we're Irish. Maybe we're Methodist or Presbyterian. We've all these labels for ourselves. But if we zoom out, we're all part of the world. We are, this will sound funny, we're earthlings, aren't we? We live on the earth. And so we're a big part of this future. If the whole world is waiting for something great and glorious to happen, then so are we. It's something to look forward to. Waiting can be hard, but I find it's easier when you know what you're waiting for. It's like being in the back of a car, isn't it? And going somewhere, and you're saying to your mom and dad, are we there yet? We can't wait to get where we're going, not because we're worried, not because we're scared, but because we're excited. Or a bit like the pregnant woman who cannot wait to meet her baby. That's what Paul says. Waiting doesn't hurt us, doesn't reduce us, any more than waiting diminishes a pregnant mother. We're enlarged, we're excited in the waiting. The longer we wait, the more excited we become, and the more joyful our expectancy. When you think about the future, think about it like that. Something to look forward to, and imagine how excited you'll be when you get there. Let me pray for us. Father God, we might be worried about the world and about the future, but you've told us this morning that with you, the future is incredibly bright, and we get to be part of it. So would you remind us of these big things when we watch the news and when we worry too much? Because we pray always in Jesus' name. Amen.